The New York State Legislature began the 2021 session Wednesday with a strengthened Democratic base and intensifying challenges, including the ongoing pandemic and the growing budget deficit. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Resolution of minority members of the Assembly.
2021 is starting out a lot like 2020. As they have since March, most state lawmakers met remotely on Wednesday, and that practice will continue as the pandemic in New York again worsens. Only the legislative leaders and a few key lawmakers and staff were in the Senate and Assembly chambers at any one time for the day's proceedings.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
They included Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousin. She was sworn in by Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul for a second term as leader. She addressed the nearly empty chamber, acknowledging the 1 million New Yorkers who have contracted COVID-19 and the more than 38,000 who have died.
Tens of thousands of our family members, friends, colleagues, and constituents have died. Businesses have closed. Jobs have been lost. People are hurting. We're a changed state, and we're a changed nation.
Stewart-Cousin begins the term with 43 members in her majority conference and the first Democratic supermajority ever in the state Senate. Deputy Majority Leader Michael Gianaris ran the Democrats' successful election campaigns in November.
We stand here today with the largest majority in the almost 250-year history of the New York State Senate, of any party.
The Assembly has long held a supermajority of Democrats, and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie was reelected to a fourth term. Both houses now have the ability to override any potential vetoes of legislation issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Another carryover from 2020 is the state's multi-billion dollar budget gap. Stewart-Cousin laid out some priorities for closing the deficit, including imposing new taxes on the state's wealthiest, saying the state's finances are in desperate shape.
More of the millionaires and billionaires who have gotten even richer step up during this pandemic. We need to create new revenue streams by legalizing mobile sports betting and marijuana.
Cuomo announced that proposals to expand sports betting and to legalize the adult use of recreational marijuana will be part of his budget plan, which he'll release later this month. The two measures could bring in a combined total of $800 million in new revenue. Cuomo, along with Stewart-Cousin, is hopeful that President-elect Joe Biden, once he's inaugurated, will work with the newly Democratic-led Congress, after the two Senate wins in Georgia, to craft a federal relief package to help states hard hit by the pandemic. The governor says New York is owed.
You took $30 billion from us and abused us and victimized us.
Republicans in the state Senate, after dominating the chamber for most of a century until 2019, now hold just 20 seats. Seven of them are freshmen. Many long-serving GOP members chose not to seek re-election. Senate Minority Leader Robert Ort laid out the GOP agenda one day before the session began. He says he expects Republicans to play a role as the loyal opposition and present an alternative vision of how to run the state. Ort says his goals include reasserting the role of the legislature in governing during the pandemic. He says the Senate and Assembly have taken a backseat to the governor. Cuomo was granted special emergency authority by the legislature when the coronavirus first hit to govern the state and make unilateral spending decisions in the state's budget.
And we are well past the time where one person should be governing the state and coming up with policies in response to the most significant public health crisis this state and this country has faced in our lifetimes.
A spokesman for the governor, Rich Azzopardi, says the legislature can overturn any of the governor's orders simply through a joint resolution, and he accused the GOP leader of pandering. The 2021 session continues Monday, when Governor Cuomo is set to deliver his State of the State message. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.